Hi, Angels, and how are you? I'm super excited today because we have me and Melissa together. Yay! Anyway, hold on. Let me go get her. I see you're here. Woohoo! You're here. Hey, dear girl. How
I'm
are
here.
You?
Good.
Yay.
How are you?
Good. I was like, it's been a challenging day. I was actually going to go run this morning and go work out. I couldn't get it done. And, you know, things happen. And I never let anything get too much in my time, but excuse me. But I had a situation with all our fish. They all just died, like 40 of them. I was like, wow. So I'm not quite sure because we have a lot of fish. Isn't that cool? Lots of fish. So I was like, okay, yeah. Yeah, and I was like, oh, I hope they, I pray, and I said, I'll take them up to Fish Haven, wherever that is, and keep them happy. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So anyway, here we are. And how's your week been going? Are you running? What are you doing?
You know, I haven't run this week.
Okay.
I'm having some pain in the knees, and I don't know whether it's coming from my lower back or is it from my sneakers or is it arthritis?
Okay. Yes, Rita, yeah. I had arthritis the other day. You know, so, yeah, we got to be careful with that. What do you feel? I mean.
What do I feel?
Yeah.
You know, well, it never stops me. I mean, it just life has been busy, so I can't really even, I haven't been able to get out there. But it doesn't stop me because, like, I will run 6 miles like I did the other weekend. Almost 6 miles, and I felt great. So it's not like
okay.
So what I'm saying is, I don't think it's the running. I think it's the lower back core muscles. I have got to work
okay.
on that.
Your core muscles.
It must
yeah,
be pulling
because,
like, groin pain. I got left groin pain going down to the knee. So I'm like, So that's my guess.
Wow.
That's my guess.
Okay. So it's been challenging, and I get it. I have to tell you. One of the things I know, right? My back was actually hurting today, and it normally never hurts, but I was doing something at the gym the other day, excuse me, and it started hurting. So I said, I'm going to exercise. Sorry, I ate something, and it's going down the wrong pipe. Anyway, and you want to know what I ate? I ate a potato chip. I love potato chips. I was like, okay. And I'm going to work out at 4:30. So run and jog. I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to have a potato chip. And I know I shouldn't have done it. Because, you know, if you look in at where our Go Run for Fun Fitness is, that's our show, it's actually listed under fitness. I was like, huh. I am the fitness person that eats potato chips every once in a while. So, yeah. Hey, you know, I got to tell you.
Oh, I'm the runner who hasn't run in a week. Hello.
You love running, though. I know you do. So.
I
know you do. And I know it's hard sometimes, but it's a beautiful time of year to run up there where you are. I know it's like 100,000 degrees here still in South Florida. I'm actually going to Charlotte, North Carolina next weekend. So what's the weather like there? Is it hot? Not hot, or what you got?
Cold.
What's going on there?
We're changing into fall, for sure. Today it is like, well, when I say low 60s, high 50s, you know, when you're used to all that warmth and sun, it's cloudy, windy, and it feels like lower 50s. It's chilly. It's a changeover in the fall, you know, the typical way to stay inside and drink some hot chocolate.
I love that. Hot chocolate. Yeah. Warm, hot apple cider. My mother used to make this apple cider drink. I can't remember what it's called, but it was like so good around the holidays. And I was like, I love it. So yours is the 50s. Ours in South Florida. We have a little cool front going on. It's not 100. It is 88 degrees. The high is going to be 90, believe it or not. Isn't that cool?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's what we got here, but I'm excited. I love the other day I was actually running on the beach. My cousin and I were here, and he's such an amazing soul. And I love him. He's just a great guy. And I told him, I said, he is a triathlete, you know, and I run. And so he was staying at a hotel. So, I said, let me just jog down there and get there. So I did. And, you know, we're chatting a minute. And it was just beautiful running while we're outside chatting on the boardwalk, you know, with the wind and the ocean breeze and stuff. And so he's like this little triathlete. Well, he's like over six foot. He's like 6'3", and he's like a triathlete. And he says, oh, yeah. I was like, you know, I look at him. I go, do you ever get fat? No. And he just has never been fat, even when we're kids, because we were super close. He is his sister and myself.
Lucky.
And him, yeah. Yeah, never been fat. And he says, yeah, I just decided to be a triathlete and started preparing for it. I was like, okay. I decided to go into brain surgery. How long do a training program do? You know? And they were laughing. He was telling me about his time. I was like, he's done, you know, his average is a 7-minute mile. I was like, oh my gosh, right? And I know, you know, and I told him, I said, in our next, yes, well, you'll appreciate this. I said, in our next lifetime, I said, we're going to be married and then we're going to be runners. He goes, yeah. He goes, and when we cross the finish line, we'll look behind us, and we have beaten the couple from Kenya. I'm like, yeah, you know, because those folks from Kenya can run like the wind. You know what I mean? And,
oh, yeah, like
4 minutes,
34 second mile. Like,
right, yeah.
That was insane.
I'm like, and, you know, as I said, I love him. He's my buddy. And, yeah, we've been close, and. He's married. His wife is beautiful. His wife is a beautiful soul inside and out, just like him. But she does jazzercise and he does this. And so I was like, huh. And my guy and I, you know, we ran a 5K the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I'm getting ready to go in Charlotte. I'm going to run this weekend, coming weekend. Not this coming weekend.
Are you doing a 5K
weekend.
Again?
Yeah, I'm going to do a 5K. What I've made up my mind to do is to do, for the next 6-7 months, I'm going to do a 5K. I'm actually training, preparing my body to really last longer, working on my base pace. My base and my push, so I can do a 10K. And then I would like to do a half marathon and a marathon. So for the next 5-6 months, I'm going to do a 5K one a month. You know what I mean? And that's my goal.
Right.
So, yeah. So isn't that cool? And,
cool.
So I can try, do a 10K. So I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to mess up. Well, I probably always mess up. I mean, that's just part of life, right? And but, you know, doing the distance and everything. So I bought a heart rate monitor. Super excited about that because it will tell me, you know, how many calories I'm burning. Isn't that great? The other day, I burned up 350 calories in 45 minutes. Isn't that not great? Yeah, but the guy
awesome.
That was, yeah, the guy was running with me, he burned up 800. I was like, huh. Anyway, how does a guy do that, right? They're not built for babies. I was like,
no.
Okay. Next lifetime, I'm going to be a runner. I'm going to run with my cousin, he won't be my cousin that lifetime, but I'm going to run with him, or I'm going to be a runner from Kenya. What do you think? It's all good. Anyway, and I'll be a boy runner from Kenya because they're able to burn faster, run faster typically, and burn more calories, you know. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about the heart monitor though, so I can see how much my heart's, you know, what it's pumping. And one of the things I recognized is that I have a really low resting heart rate. And I did not know that. I did, but it didn't register with me. And I think it's because I used to do ballet.
How low?
And, yeah. So it takes me a little while to get my
What's
heart
your number?
My number is like 58, you know, resting heart rate. Like, that's pretty low.
If I run every day, like 3 miles plus whatever, what I was used to doing before I gained all my darn weight back, 56. That was my
resting heart. Was your resting heart rate? Yes.
And if
good.
I laid there
it's
and
because...
watched it on my Fitbit, it goes down to like 54.
Yes. Well, you know,
I mean, it was really
good.
And you could
a...
feel how relaxed you were. It's like, it was, it's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay, I'm learning all this stuff, and maybe it's lower, I don't know, but you know, that's what, you know, that's when, for that particular workout, that's what I registered for. I was like, oh my gosh. And so for me, I have to work a little harder to get the heart rate up to burn more calories, you know what I mean? So to get in that space. So I was like, okay, I'm going to work on it. And so, but I think it's because I've done ballet. I've ran for, you know, years, and except when I injured my foot and I had to take it slow down a lot. And so anyway, here I am. And
I don't think,
you know,
it's a bad,
I gotta work
thing,
for
though.
It. No, I don't think so either.
Thing.
I was talking to a friend of mine. She was a gymnast years ago, and so she's still got a low resting heart rate. And I'm just glad I know about it. And I was like, okay, so probably not going to get my heart pounding out of my chest and have a heart attack. Not that I couldn't have a heart attack, but, you know, I'm not going to have one right now anyway. So hopefully never. That's my goal. But, yeah, so low resting heart rate. Yeah, so anyway. And then I, you know, I've been working on the base and the push, because I don't know how you are. Do you stop and run? I know you said you ran, but you stopped a little bit when you ran your last 5K a couple weeks ago, a week or so ago, right? If I remember about
yeah,
that. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it wasn't specific intervals. I like to know, like, it's, you know, 2 minutes run, 1 minute walk, and keep that pace going. So it, you know, when I do another 5K, I would bring my the gym boss, so I have my intervals going, because I find that, you know, what if you're running and then you stop but you don't have something to watch your intervals, you don't know how long you walk for,
right?
And then you're doing like a 15 minute mile and you're like, what? Because you walked more than you ran. So it helps me. It helps me to know. But,
yeah,
you know, I did.
No,
the other weekend I ran, I had this weird, I think I told, I talked about it last time. The weird, quirky thing I wanted to accomplish was to run this stretch near me, Algonquian Parkway. It has 3 schools on it. And I've always looked at it and said, I'm going to do that. And I figured, well, it would be probably 3 miles. So my daughter's going to one of the schools in between, in the middle. So I dropped her off and just ran this circle. Well, when you say, did you stop? I physically ran all of it. But what I did, because I'm psycho, I would stop at a corner and just catch my breath, pause everything, and then keep going. So I could say that I ran the whole thing. But it turned out to be like five and a quarter miles, and I ran it all.
Oh, you did?
That's crazy.
How long did it take you to finish? Well, congratulations on that. How long did it take you to finish?
I want to say probably an hour and 20, hour and 30.
Okay.
Minutes.
Okay. Wow. All right. So, yeah. So you're doing close to a 11 and a half minute mile. So it's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, yes, I'm crazy like that, because, you know, here I am. I'm not out there every day. I should be out there every day, whether it's, you know, 2 miles or 4 miles. You know, like you did.
Right.
I'm just crazy. I get these like ideas in my head and I just go for it.
You're just like, yeah, do it
but
or die,
it was
right?
Great. I felt great. So, you know, it's, and I thought to myself in my head, I'm like, you know, you beat yourself up from the 5K for the dog race, the dog and child cancer race. You beat yourself up because you didn't have a gym boss. Well, this time I had my gym boss, didn't even bother touching it because I just ran the whole thing.
Good for you.
So
you just didn't even think about
it.
I have
to learn to.
Did you get in the runner zone or whatever? Like I'm assuming you did,
oh,
right?
God,
to run there without even.
I kept going, and I'm like looking at the clock. I'm like, oh man, she won't mind if I'm a little late, because I was waiting for her to be done.
Yeah, you're like sitting there going, she's the last kid there, right? So you're like, hi, honey.
Yeah.
All good, so.
Hi, I'm all sweaty. Sorry.
Hey. Yeah.
So that was fun.
My daughter
that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, my
I just needed that one 2 seconds to catch my breath, and then I could keep going. So,
good for you.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring.
So are you eating better, or what's the story there? Are you, because I started changing my diet a little bit. How about you? As I eat a potato chip or two. Are you eating better, or what's the story with it, that, if you don't mind me asking?
In the overall scheme, yes.
I like that. So you cheat sometimes.
Actually,
that's a nice way of saying you're cheating. I get it.
because okay. So I ordered, I'm sure maybe whoever's listening, I ordered organic fruits and vegetables from Misfit, and I saw that commercial on Facebook. So we're getting all these delicious things that I have not seen or even tasted sometimes. So it's getting me to look up recipes, and good recipes, and try new fruits and vegetables. So I've actually, once you start eating those things, the sugar need is not there. The craving and all that is not there.
Wow.
I did slip.
Wow.
And I made cookies, which was bad. Usually when I stress,
I make cookies.
So.
Yes. Okay.
It's one of those
what
things.
What kind? I have to ask you.
Oh my God, chocolate chip. You have to ask.
Yummy? Yeah, right.
And sometimes
that's
I put oatmeal in there
all.
To make it feel better about it.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, I got some oatmeal in there.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But they don't
there
last long in a house of 6 people anyway. But still, you can do some serious damage. But it's all.
So you did that. Well,
you know, it's all
so
relative.
Right. I agree with you on that. It's not how what you eat. It's how it's like being. I think it's really about balance. I started to take. I very rarely eat frozen food. It's not my thing. So I said frozen food and vegetables, right? And I started drinking a lot of protein shakes. They give me a lot of energy. I don't know how you are, and maybe you're like this. I don't know. But do you have to eat better to run? Like when you ran your almost close to 6 miles, did you eat a healthy breakfast, dinner, or lunch or something like that to be able to run like that?
Let's see, it was a Saturday. I think that's my typical, banana, oatmeal, nuts kind of thing. I really can't remember.
Okay, that's
I guess
not bad.
I should look back on my little tracker, but. I think I was more surprised at myself that I hadn't hydrated that day. I was more oh wow, I can't believe I've been out here that long. But I didn't really sweat that much either. So I don't know. But you still get dehydrated, but
no, I understand.
Yeah.
So.
I mean I guess I did something right. I felt great, came home and was like, okay, what's next? And I think I ended up doing a whole bunch of things anyway the rest of the afternoon, backyard, the front yard, cleaning up things. It gave me a lot of energy. And that's usually what it does.
Oh, really good. Yeah, I love that. That's good. So when I'm working out, I feel much better. Sometimes I'm like dying. The other day I was, because I work out at Orange Theory, so it teaches you about running. Like we run for 23 minutes. We work out like on the rower and the exercises, right? And we had this Columbus Day, which is all about Columbus discovering America and on the ship. So we honored that with rowing. We ran 3 rows of 500 meters. We ran about three of 2 minutes, do the best you can. And it's just because it was a 23 meter, and I don't really care for rowing. I'm not going to do it, okay? But if I had my choice, burpees would be illegal against the law, and hypertrophies, and rowing would be against the law too. Although I'm always going to do them, and I make myself do them, okay? So but yeah, it was tough. But they have the heart monitor they have at Orange Theory that I got, and I could use it at Orange Theory or at, running out on my own. It calculates like splat points when your heart gets to a place, you know, where it's beating and it's in a zone that you're burning fat. And not only are you burning fat then, but you'll burn fat later. I was like, oh, love that, right? So, but the I got more of the, they're called flat points, on the rower, doing the rower for 23 minutes than I do running, because I'm not used to it, you know what I mean? I mean, I do it every, you know, they have rowing every time. Yeah, and I know that you're a rower. Do you like it? I'll do anything to burn calories up and to be stronger. But I would prefer to run any day of the week than do rowing, just so you know. But what's your thoughts on that?
Rowing. You know, it's like comparing running and swimming. I think rowing has that whole different breathing pattern too. I find it's a lot harder to row. I would rather run.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's so much harder to row. You know, but maybe there are people that think it's harder to run. So, you know, I don't know. But I did it. I'm glad I did it. Today I'm going at 4:30, and I know it's going to be rowing. And I'm going to be good with that, you know. So rowing and running, because that's what we do every time, whether we do endurance running or we do power running or we do strength running, and we have the row with it. So anyway, so I'm gonna do that. So anyway, I'm excited about that. But you know what I did yesterday? Because people think that you got to exercise every day, and I was like that at one point in time. But there are times you just need to relax, right? Don't you think? And you just need to rest. And yesterday I got up. I worked all around, you know, with my business, you know, because I'm a life and spiritual mm-hmm. coach or transformation mm-hmm. coach. And I know you and I do a lot here on the show with that. But I didn't do anything physical. I stayed. I worked on in my office. I worked on the coaching program, and I'm trying to get the magazine launched. And didn't realize I had to have four other things done before I did launch the magazine. So it's been very time consuming. And but fun, and but it was so nice not to leave my house, and I wore sweats all day. Is that not awful? But it felt good. I said I needed to rest today, right? And I didn't go anywhere or do anything. And I ate protein shakes and vegetables and some protein. So I felt good about
your
that.
Your body needs a rest day.
Yeah, it does.
Just don't say that every day.
Oh, I know, right? So exactly. Can I ask you a question? So, and this is important. You've got four children, four girls, and I got a daughter too, but she's older. She's, you know, in school. But you have four and you have a husband. Do you ever get like where you just want to break from everything except yourself and doing what you love and loving what you do, whatever that may be? I mean, I didn't work out.
I think about it
anything
every day. Honestly, okay. I think about it every day. Because, it wasn't like my life was busy. It was everyone else around me that made my life different. They were the ones that were busy. I just had to facilitate where they needed to go at what time. But that doesn't, but that hurt me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no, I think about it every time, every day. It's like, okay, what do I need to do today?
Like when-
and, you know, it's coming down to truly accepting the fact that I might just have to get up at 5:30 every day and do my thing before my day begins. And I'm kind of dragging my feet on that because I'd rather get sleep because I don't sleep very well. But it's going to come down to that. So,
I
don't know. To be continued. I have no idea. But yes, I think about it often.
Okay. Yeah, because I was like, and I've been with my guy for a little over, he's going on 3 years now, and we moved in January, and I haven't lived with anyone in forever. So it's like the time, and he's out of town, that downtime that you have for yourself is precious. And I feel stupid saying it because I'm looking at what you deal with. You have four children, and they're lovely, and they're beautiful, and everything, but that's a lot to deal with, right? And people ask you what you do for a living, you go, I'm a taxi driver for, you know, and list them all off, right? You know what I'm saying? So, because I know you drive
along
a lot. Oh,
I was a taxi driver for Tuesday and Wednesday. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And then today you got to leave. Yeah, after we get off the show, you got to leave and you'll be gone picking up your kids, right? So, and everything.
Yeah.
But
and that's where the stress comes in because, you know, I have to, I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed to be able to do that. to do the running around, because some people, I don't know how people who physically work out of the house do it, but I'm blessed to be working from home that I can choose my hours.
Right.
But the added stress is, okay, I blew off yesterday because I was driving all over Sterling, Virginia, and I couldn't work. So it's
right.
Like, okay, so I guess this weekend I'll have to be working to make up the hours. But,
Wow. So you're going to be working this weekend. So, but you like working from home, and I know you work for a company, and you're able to work from home, and you're able to be there with your little ones, and your sweetheart, because you guys have been married for a few years, I'm assuming.
20.
You know, 20. Wow. 20 years. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I thought about that today in the dentist chair. I'm like, oh, my God. She asked me how long I've been married. 20 years. 20.
Oh, wow.
That makes me an old
20
lady.
20 years.
No, I'm
kidding. You guys, she's
anyway,
beautiful.
Sorry.
You got to go see her. You know, you really are. Go run for Fun Fitness. This one is a little beauty and a great one.
I'm just a nut job.
That's okay. You know, if you aren't a little crazy, that's okay. What good is your
life?
I always say that. Got a little.
Yep.
You're good to be a little crazy and quirky. You know, so you're both crazy and quirky. So anyway, and you have you and your girls and your husband. You guys are a great family, and you deal with some things in your family, your extended family, with your mom and your dad and your sister. So, but they're characters.
You
know,
if there's not anybody out there that doesn't have the same crap.
Dynamic.
I mean, you look at anybody on the road, there is something going on with them. I mean, it's
they've all got something. Yeah.
You know, it's
right
like
that.
Anxiety and depression. You know how many charts I read about people on medicine for anxiety and depression? I'm like, I'm not the only one. Whew. Good to know.
You know, that's
crazy.
That's a great thing. I know. I do. I like to run, and that's one of the reasons that it blows off some steam. And there's a show out there that I enjoy watching. I watch the reruns of it or the live stream or the stream of it. You can live stream it, but it's called The Goldbergs. It is the funniest. If you get a chance to watch it, it is the funniest show. And it's like a live show, not a live show, but it's a true story, and it's hilarious. And it's showing one of the characters who's actually the mother in real life, and she's the mother on the show. She does a lot of power walking and aerobics and all that because it's based in the 80s and then in the 90s, and it takes you through their whole life. But, you know, she looks really good. And I thought to myself, I go, wow, fitness has really taken a leap from the 80s till now. I mean, you know, if you go to my Facebook Tree Abbott on my Facebook page, I have a picture of a 71-year-old woman and a 71-year-old woman. One is really old and the other one has six-pack abs. You've got to see it. It's on my Facebook page.
Mm.
But I was like, well, wow. You know, we've really come a long way, right? A friend of mine was telling me the other day, she said that middle age now is anywhere from 65 to 85. And I look at this 71-year-old woman, I was like, yeah, they're right. Or that 102-year-old woman that's running and breaking records and stuff. So, you know, keeping healthy and being fit is key. It really is. So that's what I do know. So anyway, we're running out of time. So you want to close it? Because it's been a while. So how would you like to close the show today, my sweet friend? Tell us or share with us.
Well, I guess go run.
And don't forget to take a shower. Take care, everybody. Have a great now.
Bye-bye.